Study Article 38. This article will be studied during the week of November 13th through 19th. Young ones, how will your life turn out? Theme text. Discernment will safeguard you. Proverbs 2:11. Song 135, Jehovah's warm appeal. Be wise, my son. Preview. Young ones, Jehovah knows that you face challenges that could test your friendship with Him. How can you make wise decisions that will please your Heavenly Father? We will consider the examples of three boys who became kings of Judah. See what you can learn from their decisions.
Paragraph 1. Question. What difficult situation did Jehoash, Uzziah, and Josiah face?
Imagine becoming a king of God's people when you are just a child or a teenager. How would you use your power and authority? The Bible tells us about several young ones who became kings of Judah. For example, Jehoash was just 7 years old, Uzziah was 16, and Josiah was 8. Think of the pressure they felt. Difficult as their situation was, all of them had the help needed to overcome challenges and to lead productive lives.
Paragraph 2. Question. Why should we give attention to the examples of Jehoash, Uzziah, and Josiah?
We are not kings or queens, but we can learn valuable lessons from these three Bible characters. They made good decisions, but they also made bad ones. Using their examples, we will see why we need to choose good associates, remain humble, and keep seeking Jehovah. Choose good associates.
Paragraph 3. Question. How did King Jehoash respond to High Priest Jehoiada's instruction?
Imitate Jehoash's wise decisions. When he was young, King Jehoash made a wise decision. Being without a father, he followed the direction of faithful High Priest Jehoiada. That priest instructed Jehoash as if he were his own son. In response, Jehoash wisely decided to take the lead in pure worship and serve Jehovah. Jehoash even arranged for Jehovah's temple to be repaired.
Paragraph 4. Question. How do we benefit when we treasure Jehovah's commandments?
If you are being taught to love Jehovah and to live by His standards, you are being given a valuable gift.
Proverbs 2:1 reads,
My son, if you accept my sayings and treasure up my commandments.
Verses 10 through 12 read,
When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge becomes pleasant to your soul, thinking ability will keep watch over you, and discernment will safeguard you, to save you from the bad course, from the man speaking perverse things.
Parents can provide training in many ways. Consider how the father of a sister named Katya helped her to make good decisions. Each day as her father took her to school, he would discuss the daily text with her. Those discussions, she says, helped me to handle difficult situations that came up during the day. What, though, if the Bible-based direction your parents give you seems to restrict your freedom? What can help you to accept their guidance? A sister named Anastasia recalls that her parents took the time to explain why they made certain rules. She states, That helped me to accept the limitations not as mere restrictions, but as loving protection.
Paragraph 5. Question. How will your actions affect your parents and Jehovah?
As you apply the scriptural advice you receive, you will make your parents happy. More important, you will make God happy and will build a lasting friendship with Him.
Proverbs 22:6 reads,
Train a boy in the way he should go. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it.
Chapter 23, verse 15 reads,
My son, if your heart becomes wise, then my own heart will rejoice.
Verses 24 and 25 read,
The father of a righteous one will surely be joyful. Whoever fathers a wise son will rejoice in him. Your father and your mother will rejoice, and she who gave birth to you will be joyful.
Does that not give you good reason to imitate the example of Jehoash when he was young?
Paragraph 6, question. Whose advice did Jehoash start listening to, and with what results?
Learn from Jehoash's bad decisions. After Jehoiada died, Jehoash chose bad associates.
2 Chronicles 24:17 and 18 reads,
After Jehoiada's death, the princes of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. They abandoned the house of Jehovah, the God of their forefathers, and began serving the sacred poles and the idols, so that God's anger came against Judah and Jerusalem because of their guilt.
He decided to listen to the princes of Judah who did not love Jehovah. You likely agree that Jehoash should have avoided those troublemakers. Instead, he listened to his so-called friends. In fact, when Jehoash's cousin Zechariah tried to correct him, Jehoash had him put to death. How terrible and foolish! Jehoash began his life well, but sadly he became an apostate and a murderer. Finally, his own servants killed him. How different his life would have turned out had he continued to listen to Jehovah and to those who loved him. What lesson would you like to take away from that example?
Paragraph 7. Question. Whom should you choose as friends?
One lesson we can learn from Jehoash's bad decision is that we need to choose friends who will be a good influence on us, friends who love Jehovah and who want to make him happy. We do not need to limit our association to those in our own age group. Remember, Jehoash was much younger than his friend Jehoiada. Regarding your choice of friends, ask yourself, do they help me to strengthen my faith in Jehovah? Are they encouraging me to live by God's standards? Do they talk about Jehovah and his valuable truths? Do they show respect for God's standards? Do they just tell me what I might want to hear? Or do they have the courage to correct me if I stray? Frankly, if your friends do not love Jehovah, you do not need them. But if you have friends who love Jehovah, hang on to them. They will be good for you.
The picture for paragraphs 3 and 7 shows a mature sister giving advice to a younger sister about clothes on display in a store window. One mannequin wears a short skirt, while the other mannequin wears a long skirt. The picture description reads, A mature sister offers wise advice to a younger sister. The picture caption reads, It is possible today to follow Jehoash's example by listening to good associates. Paragraph 8, question. If we use social media, what should we take into consideration?
Social media can be an efficient way to stay in touch with family and friends. However, many people use this form of communication to impress others, posting photos and videos of what they have bought or done. If you use social media, ask yourself, is my motive to impress others? Is my goal to build others up? Or is it to boost my image? Am I allowing the people who use this tool to influence my thinking, speech, and actions in a negative way? Brother Nathan Knorr, who served as a member of the governing body, gave this advice. Don't try to please men. You will wind up pleasing no one. Please Jehovah, and you will please all those who love Jehovah. The need to stay humble.
Paragraph 9, question. What did Jehovah help Uzziah to do?
Imitate Uzziah's good decisions. As a youth, King Uzziah was humble. He learned to fear the true God, and Jehovah blessed him for most of his 68 years.
2 Chronicles 26:1-5 reads,
"Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He rebuilt Eloth and restored it to Judah after the king was laid to rest with his forefathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. He continued to do what was right in Jehovah's eyes, just as his father Amaziah had done. And he kept searching for God in the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear the true God. During the time he was searching for Jehovah, the true God made him prosper."
Uzziah defeated many of the nation's enemies and strengthened Jerusalem's defenses. Uzziah was surely happy with all that God had helped him to do.
Paragraph 10. Question. How did things turn out for Uzziah?
Learn from Uzziah's bad decisions. King Uzziah was accustomed to having others follow his instructions. Did that make him think he could do anything he wanted? Well, one day Uzziah decided to enter Jehovah's temple and presumptuously tried to burn incense on the altar, which kings were not allowed to do. High Priest Azariah tried to correct him, but Uzziah got very angry. Sadly, Uzziah ruined his record of faithful service and was punished with leprosy. How different his life would have turned out had he remained humble.
Paragraph 11. Question. What actions may show whether we are humble?
When Uzziah became powerful, he forgot that Jehovah was the source of his strength and prosperity. What is the lesson? We do well to remind ourselves that our blessings and privileges come from Jehovah. Rather than boast about our accomplishments, we should give Jehovah the credit for what we are able to do. We must humbly realize that we are imperfect and need discipline. A brother in his 60s wrote, "I have learned not to take myself too seriously. When I receive discipline for the childish mistakes that I sometimes make, I try to get back up and keep moving forward." The reality is that when we fear Jehovah and keep a humble view of ourselves, our life will turn out well.
In the picture collage for paragraph 11, a sister prays before going on stage at a circuit assembly. In the next scene, a brother interviews her and another sister. In the final scene, the sister gives credit to Jehovah when others praise her after the program. The picture description reads, "A sister who shares in an assembly part relies on Jehovah and gives him credit." The picture caption reads, "Rather than boast about our accomplishments, we should give Jehovah the credit for what we are able to do."
Keep searching for Jehovah.
Paragraph 12. Question. When he was a youth, how did Josiah search for Jehovah?
Imitate Josiah's good decisions. Josiah was a teenager when he started to search for Jehovah. He wanted to learn about Jehovah and do his will. However, life was not easy for this young king. He had to take a stand for pure worship when false worship was prevalent. And indeed he did. Before Josiah was 20 years old, he began to remove false worship from the nation.
2 Chronicles 34:1-3 reads,
"Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem. He did what was right in Jehovah's eyes and walked in the ways of David, his forefather, and he did not deviate to the right or to the left. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a boy, he started to search for the God of David, his forefather. And in the 12th year, he started to cleanse Judah and Jerusalem of the high places and the sacred poles, the graven images, and the metal statues."
Paragraph 13. Question. What does dedication to Jehovah mean to you?
Even if you are very young, you can decide to imitate Josiah by searching for Jehovah and learning to appreciate his qualities. That fine course will move you to dedicate yourself to him. What will that dedication mean in your daily life? Luke, who got baptized at age 14, says, "From now on, I will put serving Jehovah first in my life and will try to make him happy." What a blessing it will be for you if you desire to do the same.
Paragraph 14. Give examples of how some youths are imitating King Josiah.
What challenges might you face as a young servant of Jehovah? Johann, who got baptized at age 12, comments on the pressure that his classmates put on him to use electronic cigarettes, vaping. To find strength to resist that pressure, Johann reminds himself that vaping could negatively affect both his health and his friendship with Jehovah. Rachel, baptized at age 14, explains what helps her to cope with the challenges she faces at school. She notes, "I try to relate what I see to something spiritual. For example, a history lesson may call to my mind a Bible account or a prophecy. Or a conversation may remind me of a useful scripture I can share with someone." The challenges you face may differ from those King Josiah faced, but you can be wise and loyal as he was. Dealing with trials as a youth will prepare you to face other challenges in the years ahead.
Paragraph 15. Question. What helped Josiah to serve Jehovah faithfully?
As an adult, King Josiah began to have the temple renovated. During that work, the book of Jehovah's law given through Moses was found. On hearing it read, the king was moved to take action by complying with what it said.
2 Chronicles 34:14 reads,
"While they were taking out the money that had been brought to the house of Jehovah, Hilkiah the priest found the book of Jehovah's law given through Moses."
Verses 18 through 21 read,
"Shaphan the secretary also told the king,
'There is a book that Hilkiah the priest has given me.'
Then Shaphan began to read from it before the king. As soon as the king heard the words of the law, he ripped his garments apart. Then the king gave this order to Hilkiah, Ahikam the son of Shaphan, Abdon the son of Micah, Shaphan the secretary, and Asaiah the king's servant,
'Go, inquire of Jehovah in my behalf and in behalf of those who remain in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that has been found. For Jehovah's rage that will be poured out against us is great, because our forefathers did not carry out the word of Jehovah by observing all that is written in this book."
Would you like to read the Bible regularly? If you are trying, how is it going? Do you keep track of verses that may help you personally? Luke, mentioned earlier, writes down in a journal interesting points that he finds. Would doing something similar help you to recall verses or points that you like? The more you get to know and love the Bible, the more you will want to serve Jehovah. And like King Josiah, you will be moved to action by God's word.
Paragraph 16. Question. Why did Josiah make a serious mistake? And what is the lesson for us?
Learn from Josiah's bad decision. When Josiah was about 39 years old, he made a mistake that cost him his life. He trusted in himself instead of asking Jehovah for guidance. There is a lesson here. No matter how old we are or how long we have been studying the Bible, we must keep searching for Jehovah. That involves regularly praying for his guidance, studying his word, and benefiting from the advice of mature Christians. We will then be less likely to make big mistakes and more likely to be happy. Young ones, your life can turn out well.
Paragraph 17. Question. What can we conclude from the accounts of the three kings of Judah?
Youth is a time of fine opportunities. The record of Jehoash, Uzziah, and Josiah illustrates that young ones can make wise choices and follow a course that pleases Jehovah. True, a good outcome is not guaranteed, as we noted. Nonetheless, we can imitate the good that these kings did and avoid making the mistakes they made. Then we can look forward to a good outcome.
Paragraph 18, question. What scriptural examples show that your life can turn out well?
The scriptures contain accounts of other youths who drew close to Jehovah, had his favor, and saw their life turn out well. David was one of them. At a young age, he chose God's side and later became a loyal king. Granted, he on occasion made mistakes, but overall, God approved of him. You can be encouraged and motivated by studying about David's life and faithful service. Or you can focus your study project on the example of Mark or of Timothy. You will see that they served Jehovah from a young age and gained a lasting record of God's approval. It turned out very well for them.
The picture for paragraph 18 shows David slinging a stone at Goliath on the battlefield. The picture caption reads, "Young David drew close to Jehovah. He gained God's approval, and his life turned out well." Paragraph 19, question. How can your life turn out?
How your life turns out may be determined by how you use it right now. Your trusting in Jehovah and not in your own understanding will lead to his directing your steps. You can have a happy and rewarding life. Remember, Jehovah values what you do for him. What better way could you use your life than by serving our loving Heavenly Father? What lessons can you learn from the life of King Jehoash, King Uzziah, King Josiah? Song 144, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize. End of article.